Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Piet Coleman and Travis Doe.
It was a race. A race to liberate the Czechoslovak people from the tyranny of their Nazi overlords. It was a race to free the people of Prague that would never happen for the American Third Army. Yet along their eventual stalled route, the Americans rolled into numerous West Czechoslovak towns and villages to bring a long nightmare to an end. It was May 1945, and two men in a green American Army Jeep rolled into the small Czech town of Klinci. The driver was nervous, as they were the first two representatives of the American forces to enter the town that still could have Nazi soldiers holding out. Anything could happen. The passenger in the Jeep was Lieutenant Colonel Matt Conop of Two Rivers, Wisconsin. His mission? Use his inherited Czech language skills to locate and make contact with the town's Czech resistance members to let them know the Americans are near. Conop had much on his mind. It was a long, hard, and perilous road from Omaha Beach to Czechoslovakia. He survived D-Day plus one and held the line against the Nazi panzer offensive on the eve of the Battle of the Bulge, and yet this particular mission made his heart race. He was the tip of the American spear to liberate the very same Czech town his grandmother once called home before she immigrated to America. The lieutenant colonel jumped out of the Jeep and met with the Czech resistance, speaking in the Czech language to a group of wide-eyed and war-weary citizens. At this point, Conop became an accidental hero, but a hero nonetheless to the townspeople of Klinci. Within 2 days of his initial visit, Conop entered the town of Domažlice, and the Czech townspeople were ready. The word had spread through the countryside. A Czech American was coming to liberate us. The citizens of Domažlice had sewn bits of fabric together to make Czech and American flags to hang out of windows. Everyone gathered in the town square to welcome Conop. Conop entered the town in disbelief. The party-like atmosphere was electric. American forces rolled into town, and Lieutenant Colonel Matt Conop would be lifted upon the shoulders of an ecstatic group of Czechs, parading and celebrating through the main square. This image was immortalized into a bronze plaque that still graces the town today. Good evening and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Coleman. Tonight's show is about an unassuming American soldier thrust into the horrors of the Second World War. It is a story of survival and of finding one's familial ties to the Czech people. And it is also a story of a grandson that would not let his grandfather's World War II exploits be lost to history. This accidental hero story has been immortalized by a bronze plaque in Domažlice, remembrances from those he helped to liberate in 1945, and by a one-man play created by his proud grandson. And that is really where our story starts tonight. Not in the final days of the Second World War, but with an actor upon a stage in Prague in 2017. That actor, Patrick Duane, the grandson of this accidental hero, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Conop.
For hours, we were on a ship steaming toward France. We could hear the roar of shelling. We could see the enemy aircraft and our own engaged in battle. And then suddenly, boom! Oh, what the hell?
Patrick Duane's energy resonates with his audience. He bustles between one persona to another, darting in front of a movie screen showing the actual film footage his late grandfather had captured during his war years in Europe. The inspiration to the creation of this one-man show came from the discovery of his grandfather's personal items tucked away in a relative's basement many years after the death of Matt Conop. In this treasure trove of cardboard boxes were film reels, an autobiography manuscript, post-war handwritten notes, and various other war mementos. You see, Matt Conop kept much of his war experience to himself following World War II. The experience never fully faded, nor the trauma that came with his wartime efforts. Yet even in death, Matt Konop's words have life again. Thanks to these handwritten memories, Konop's grandson was able to paint a picture of a man he thought he once knew beyond the loving and pragmatic grandpa, an insurance salesman, building a family in Wisconsin. One of the things that intrigues us about your story is your connection with your grandfather. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about that connection that you had with the memory of your grandfather and what he did here during World War II?
His house was full of World War II memorabilia, his medals, Nazi sabers and Lugers. And I, as a kid, I was just very curious about all of it. And I'd ask him to tell me stories, but he wouldn't. He would say, no, you don't want to hear about that, and change the subject. So when we buried him in 83, I figured that we buried his stories with him. 20 years later, my sister found my grandfather's long-forgotten writings, last years of his life. He wrote about his experience. She found them in a family member's basement, made copies of what she found, and handed them out. And I couldn't believe what I read. A guy that I thought I knew, except for I wasn't sure what he did in the war, well, then suddenly on these pages were a story out of a fairy tale, out of some epic tale. So then I went down the rabbit hole of all this research and then decided I'm going to put together a script. And from the script, then read it for friends and just got encouraged, and then just was directed by his story to just keep telling it. Started bringing it to the Czech Republic 5 years ago. This will be the sixth year in a row that I've done it. And there has now been this whole community of connections that have grown up around that.
Those connections grew into a traditional visit to Czechia for Patrick. His one-man show dives into the fog of battle on D-Day, where his grandfather struggled for survival.
Ends up then being in the Army, was a lieutenant colonel, ends up in World War II, comes across in Omaha Beach, was a hero in the Battle of the Bulge. And then the last week of the war, his division, out of all the divisions, is given the assignment to help with the liberation of southern Czechoslovakia. And because he was the only senior officer who could speak Czech, one of the few officers in the entire Army who could speak Czech, he was given the assignment, the dangerous assignment, of being the commander of the advance party to liberate Czechoslovakia. They were camped just outside of Leipzig, and they needed to head south and east toward the border.
All of this seems like heavy material for a 90-minute show, but Patrick Duane adds the perfect sense of humor to keep the story moving forward.
I was baptized in St. Lawrence Parish in Stangleville, Wisconsin. And then, on my first night in combat, I stayed in a little French village called St. Lawrence by the Sea. So, in my baptism into war, there I was again with St. Lawrence.
Konop was also witness to the horrors of the Nazi Final Solution. He was selected to represent the American Army as a Czech translator and made first contact with the people of Holjasov, a camp of one of the many 80 sub-camps of the Flossburg concentration camp system in Germany. As he approached the camp on May 2, 1945, he saw what the fleeing Nazi camp soldiers did to some of the detained. Konop discovered dead bodies and escapees from the Flossburg death marches as he and his driver crossed alone into Czechoslovakia. Konop wrote in his journal, "As we drove along, I began to notice dead bodies on the right and left of the highway. This puzzled me, as I knew of no battles in this area. I noticed they all wore the same uniform. All were above apparently military age, and all shot through the head, some with one, some with two bullet holes."
He was one of the first Americans into the Camp Holjasov. Holjasov was a sub-camp of the Flossenbürg concentration camp. My grandfather went there ahead of his division because, again, he spoke Czech. He knew the language. He understood what was going on. So he took film footage of that.
The film footage used in Patrick Duane's accidental hero play is a perfect backdrop of images that brings his grandfather's exploits to life. Verification in a way that is the real story of a real man thrust into unreal times. As the American forces moved further into Czechoslovakia, Konop's Czech language specialty made him indispensable. This Czech-American provided a sense of pride and acceptance to the Czech people that he encountered. By the time Konop rolled into his small town of Klinci, His familial history had caught up with him, for this town was the ancestral home of his maternal grandmother.
When he gets to Clenchy, he stumbles across a meeting of the local resistance, right? They'd been meeting for 6 years in secret to try to figure out how to combat the Nazis. The first American officer they ever see. He surprises them. They walk into the meeting. He walks towards them and then starts speaking to them in their language, tells them in Czech who he is, that he's a lieutenant colonel, and that he's there to free their town and their country. Well, they couldn't believe it. They exploded into joy, ran over him, hugging him and kissing him, and then he just kept making it up as he went along. Started rounding up Nazis, had them elect their provisional government, dug up a minefield, and word spread amongst the locals that they had been, in their words, liberated by one of our own.
Within a couple of days, the larger township of Domažlica was next to liberate.
Then over loudspeakers in the main square of Domažlica, he hears Kde domov můj, the first time in 6 years that they're able to play their national anthem. And then he notices on the square that there are homemade Czech banners with his name saying, "We are liberated by one of our own, Matt Cunup." And then a group of people recognize who he is, figure out who he is, come over, pick him up, put him on their shoulders, and carry him around town as their liberator. So this thing that he was always trying to kind of run away from, his Czech roots, he wanted to become, quote unquote, a real American, then caught up with him at the end of the war, and he got to see the truth about his Czech identity.
Konop's reputation had preceded him, thus resulting in a welcoming ceremony he could not believe. Patrick Duane's telling of this moment is a highlight of his play.
Kde domov můj! I knew this song because as a boy in Stangoville, we would play it at special occasions. So that day in Domažlica, they played it over and over from loudspeakers in the main... Whoa! I found banners in the main square with my name on it in Czech saying, "Matt Cunup, we are liberated by one of our own." This was most embarrassing. And I was glad that no one in the division spoke Czech and would know what that meant.
Patrick Duane channels his grandfather through his presentation in voice, charisma, and body language. It is not hard to see that the audience gravitates to this story. You're playing your grandmother, you're playing your grandfather, you're playing all the people that he had contact with, and it's a very entertaining multimedia presentation. What's some of the feedback that some of the people that see this presentation, The Accidental Hero, what do you hear back about this presentation?
Incredible responses. I just did it a couple of weeks ago at the Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. And afterwards, the audience couldn't have been more enthusiastic. Standing ovation, stuck around for a half an hour with me. I stayed on the stage and they were asking one question after another.
The latest presentation of Patrick Duane's Accidental Hero was several days before the Liberation of Europe weekend in 2017 at the American Embassy in Prague. American expat and Prague resident Gary Beardmore attended this presentation on May 2nd at the American Center. Duane's Accidental Hero was emotionally impactful for Beardmore and provided him a greater sense of the sacrifice of those soldiers fighting in the war.
It's not as much an overall feeling about the entire play as it was a series of feelings throughout the play. It was phenomenal. I was brought to tears several times. He addresses so many crucial issues in terms of war and security and democracy and nationalism and, you know, what it is to be an American and a soldier, what it is to be a Czech, what the Czech Republic has gone through, personal family perspectives in terms of his relationship with his grandfather's relationship with him. It was just so multifaceted and so interesting and so heartfelt. I mean, it even delves into realms of spirituality and connectivity and sort of, you know, universal consciousness. And it's just, I'm at a loss for words.
The journey from an old journal and manuscript to a one-man play celebrating Matt Cunup's war contribution has been a long one, but full of personal discovery for Patrick Duane. His grandfather was connected in a special way to his Czech roots following his experiences at the end of the war. Cunup would eventually make his way back to Czechoslovakia in his twilight years and was able to witness the struggles of the Czech people under communist rule. He did not live long enough to see the Velvet Revolution, yet he remained hopeful that the Czech people would once again find their liberation, as they did in early May of 1945.
Even though, you know, the Czechs had 41 years of communism, and he died without seeing them free, in time, it does become a happy ending. It's the hero's journey, you know, that I call it the accidental hero, isn't just by chance.
You know, you really couldn't pick a better location to end our program tonight on the Bohemian Podcast. I'm here in Pilsen at the Liberation Festival weekend for the American and Belgian forces that came through here in 1945. And every year, the townspeople of Pilsen celebrate that liberation that freed them from Nazi tyranny. And I really am in deep thought that I think that Lieutenant Colonel Matt Conop would have really appreciated that we still remember in 2017 the sacrifices that were made by his generation, the interruption of their lives, putting their lives on the line to make sure that freedom did not get extinguished in the dark days of World War II. And as we're sitting here on the square here and the big band are playing behind us, we're waiting for the trucks and all the American tanks that come through the city streets on the parade route to come by, and it's a really festive atmosphere for sure. We want to send a special thank you as well to Patrick DeWayne for his time for the interview. If you really liked the story and you want to see more of what his one-man show is like, I believe he's got DVDs available. You can send him an email at accidentalhero1@gmail.com. And I would also like to say that you can get more information, too, about what we've done here in Pilsen. In 2015, Travis and I came out here, and if you want to see a video representation, a documentation of what this experience is like, you really shouldn't miss it. It's great. It's on our YouTube channel, the Bohemian YouTube channel, so you can take a look there as well. We want to thank you all for our listeners, and especially those that are tuning in from the Agora Podcasts. We're a very proud member of the Agora Podcast Network. So that wraps us up here for today. And we want to thank you for listening. For my partner Travis Dow, I'm Pete Coleman saying Naspadano from Pilsen.
You have been listening to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dow. Visit bohemian.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemian.com or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemian Podcast, thank you for listening.